Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Word is back. You know Word, that popular show? Storytelling? Word, the Word, the Storytelling Show, www.thewordstorytellingshow.com. Go to Facebook and check them out there, too. Wednesday, November 19th, 8 p.m., the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, East 6th Street, $5 suggested admission, one drink. It is a phenomenal night. You're going to see James Judd, Rick Younger, Martin Dockery, Stephanie Phillips, Jen Demby, Paulina Bruska, and music by Eric Schwartz. And speaking of that, today's guest, and I think he's calling in now, is James Judd. He's a monologist from San Francisco, now living in New York. He's presently in the All for One Artist Festival. And let's see, November 3rd. Okay. And his newest autobiographic comedy, Killer Quack, debut All for One Festival on November 3rd. Okay, that's okay. Sorry if I'm messing this up. He is the recipient of the Outstanding Actor in a Short Subject Award for a 2013 Midtown International Theater Festival. Wow. We're going to bring him on in a second here and check him out, right? Okay, I promise I will. Right after this song.
Promises, we forget all along. Promises, and only keep some of the easier. I confess, I do. Make believe, however small the possibility, yet somehow tripped up by reality. Formality, it seems. Oh, I have found. Having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. Here and now is all it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody, they will all say the same. Everyone, love is contagious. We are part of the memory, and you will see my love. Oh no, there's no future in a memory, as you will see my love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But somehow tripped up by reality. Ha! A malady, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. It's here, and it's now, and that's all that it's about. Let's use it before we lose.
Anybody, and they will all say the same. Every
Lucy Arnaz. Anyway, I'm going to bring on our guest now. He's going to be featured in Word this week, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, and Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, November 19th, okay? That's at the Sidewalk Bar, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. Let's bring him on. I'm going to open his mic. Be prepared. Here you come, James. Can you hear me, James?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there you are.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Yeah. Gave you a little Lucy Arnaz opening there.
It's funny because I start my day every day with a little bit of Lucy Arnaz.
Oh,
and,
it's amazing.
You know, that's a very limited, you know, range of numbers, so it does get repetitive after a while. But it's how I like to start my morning, and I go with it.
That's
well,
terrific.
When I'm at home.
And this week you'll be in Word. And
yeah.
I love that show. Mm-hmm. It's a terrific show, and I love it because it's six blocks away from me especially. But now give us a little backstory on you, James Judd.
Well, as you said in your introduction, I'm a monologist from San Francisco. A monologist is somebody who tells monologues. Always for me, it's an autobiographical story. I do true funny stories about myself. I was many years ago, I was a member of the Groundlings Theater, and then I was a regular stand-up comic with the Improv chain. And then I went to law school and became a criminal defense attorney, and then moved back to San Francisco. And while I was there, I decided, you know, I need a little creative outlet. And so I started to tell stories at storytelling events and started my own. And then eventually from there, I, you know, started doing one-person shows on the fringe circuit. I became a minor celebrity in small-town Canada. And, you know, when you're a big hit in some place like, oh, Hamilton, Ontario, you know, you've made it in Canada.
You own it, man.
So, and then eventually the roads led me to NPR and then to New York, and where I became the artist in residence for the All for One Festival here. And they will be producing a play that they basically commissioned from me at the Cherry Lane Theater in April of 2015.
Wow, that's great. Terrific news. So tell us more about that. So you kind of went backwards. Like, I know a lot of lawyers who go into comedy. You went into comedy and then went into law.
Yes, exactly.
So
right.
A lot of them do that. And you write, have you published any books? I'm just curious.
Uh-uh.
Not yet.
Uh-uh.
Because you seem to have a large collection of work and have performed all over the world.
I have, yeah. And in weird places, too, like an open-air hut in Honduras where I was heckled by a parrot. And I performed in cruise ships. I performed in an empty swimming pool in Montreal.
Oh, that's wonderful. Cruise ships. What did you do? Did you do a whole show or did you?
I did. I mean, I did it on one of those Atlantis gay cruises. It was the worst experience ever. I actually did it
more than once.
Like, it wasn't bad enough once, yeah. And everybody was high. Everyone was on drugs. You know, they couldn't follow what I was saying. It was just the worst experience possible. First of all, I don't know if you've ever, obviously, I don't think you've probably
ever been on a cruise
with 2,500 gay men, but they swear to God they don't eat. Not a barb goes in their mouth. The Midnight Buffet is like 2,500 guys on ecstasy waiting for that one little bin of, you know, broccoli and steamed carrots. They just throw those cakes off the back of the boat, you know, at sunrise. Big, fat fish following behind us.
That's funny. My friend Michelle Ballin does a lot of them, but she's told me stories about the cruises, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah, never again.
It's interesting. Well, that's part of what you do now, so that's part of your, thing. Do you have anything that excerpt you can read for us by any chance, or
Terry? No.
No.
But,
all right.
No, my stories are always rather sort of long and involved and wrap up at the end. You know, with
okay.
It all seems to come together. But,
so, how many years have you been doing this then?
Well, I've been doing autobiographical stories now since 2001. So I don't know how many years that is. I'm terrible at math. More than 10, I think. And,
more than
10,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been doing the shows on NPR for about 2 years now.
And what show is it that you do on NPR?
It's called Snap Judgment. It's a,
syndicated
radio program.
Yeah, let me give them the promo. www.snapjudgment.org. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. And now they've branched out into doing live shows. So we performed at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles.
Wow.
In Ann Arbor at the Power Center, at the Norse Theater in San Francisco several times, and we'll be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music Opera House on May 9th, 2015. I'm excited and nervous about that. That's a big venue.
Yeah, it's a big venue, definitely.
With a lot of judgy New Yorkers, you know, giving you the fish eye, the stink eye from Rogue,
we're not judgy.
Double C.
We're judgy. We're just like, we're tainted because we go to everything. So we're not judgy.
True.
We're appreciative. It's appreciative. It's not like, why is that man still telling the same story for 10 minutes? It's not like it's
or in my case,
or something.
20, but who's counting?
What do they call it word for? He's sending a lot of them.
Exactly.
But,
you get plenty of words for your money. For your $5, you're going to get a ton of words.
It's always
good. I mean, it comes
down
to like a half a cent a word by the
end
of the night.
Yeah, it's a lot of great, and I love that Terry Mintz does a wonderful job, and she's got music in between the segments to keep it lively and very not just where you're hearing story, 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 but it's very entertaining. And I love that a lot of theaters are animated and performed. They don't just tell a story. I don't want people to be misled. It's also, it's a word, the storytelling, but they really tell a story. Just like a friend
that's
was saying, you know
true.
What happened to me today? You know why I hate broccoli? Let me tell you how this started. And that's how.
Well, that's why I love the show, because it's so well produced. And to find a really, really good, very well produced storytelling show in, you know, out of there's just so many of them, can be tough. And the Word Storytelling Show was probably the best produced show that I've been a part of here in New York.
But and
the
I love the
performers are very, very good.
And Terry Mintz, again, just does a wonderful show. And I love the backstory. She just came to my show yesterday at the Pit. I just saw her. And the fact that she has to go to her brother's house, get all the chairs, bring them to the theater, then take them all back to her brother's house is just a hilarious part of the story.
Are you kidding? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was
She
told the story that she borrowed her brother. A lot of the chairs in there are from her brother's backyard.
That's commitment.
And she's committed a 45-minute drive to go and come back and do that again. And she flies in from L.A. to do this, too, on top of it. I'm having a full-time job, and it's a labor of love on her part. What is your favorite part about being a word monologist?
Well, my favorite part is being part of an organization that's really well-run. I mean, it's a very established show. It has a great reputation. The people who perform in it are very well prepared. It's very tightly run. As you mentioned, it has those music elements. It's very affordable. It's in a great location.
You would not get
What's
to
that?
See a lot of people. A lot of people, you go, oh my God, Taylor Negron, oh my God, or I know that actress. She's on all these TV shows, and you see people like, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're in this
right.
little, and it has a very village poet feel to it, without the poetry, but a village poet feel to it. The
it
dark
does.
Room, the microphone, the wine and the weird glasses, and you know. Hey, this is a cup.
Which is a terrific vibe, yeah. That's great. I mean, that part of it is the best part of it for me, to be in that kind of an environment. It's like getting that whole East Village, New York experience without having to live there. And so I love it.
Now, what would you say your particular stories are inspired by? I'm sure you have a collection
by my favorite subject, me.
Oh, okay.
All of my stories are autobiographical stories.
Me?
Yeah, mostly about all the many, many terrible jobs that I've had. And the story that I'll be telling this week is about the first time that I ever represented somebody in court. It was a very, very violent teenage girl. And I was supposed to represent her at her arraignment, but I did not know what an arraignment was at the time. But I managed to get through it because I've seen a lot of Law and Order, so I can fake it. But she was terrifying in her own right. She was just tiny, tiny like an Olsen twin, but extremely violent. And
oh,
they had to chain her to the desk. It was an exciting moment. And it's a story that I've done for NPR, really loves. So I'm coming back to do that again.
Real life stories. And that's the other thing about Word, the storytelling show with people, stories, music, and booze, is I think all the stories are based on everyone's life.
Yeah.
That's something that happened to them or an experience.
Kinds of stories. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a story that you know, that you would hear a friend tell, and you go, tell that story again. Tell about the story, the time you did the thing. And that's what makes it so interesting. I'm going to give the address again. It's a Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. And do you teach? Do you do workshops? Anything like that?
Not yet. I mean, I've been talking to the AFO about doing that, but they're sort of waiting until the show is over with, because I'm really just entirely focused on that at the moment. And I've been out there on the road working it to get it ready. So that's the focus right now.
On getting that ready. Yes, I understand. You want to sharpen it all the time. And what tools do you use? Do you use pen and paper, your notebook in a Starbucks? What do you use? What are your tools?
Absolutely. My favorite thing to do is to go to the Philharmonic with a notepad and a piece of paper or like a pen. And then as soon as the music starts, the ideas just start to flow, and I sit there and I scribble down my notes. I would say that probably 75% of my play has been written while I've been sitting at the Philharmonic.
Oh, I like Mexican restaurants. I don't know. Something about Mexican restaurants just inspire me.
Might it be
work.
The margaritas and the tequila?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I have lunch, but it just seems like sitting in there, it's something about the Spanish music. Maybe it's my heritage, the Spanish music playing in the background. I get a lot of great ideas. I'm like, wow, yeah, why didn't I think of that before? And it's just like, it's so inspiring.
I would never be able to ride in a Mexican restaurant. I would never be able to ride. I cannot stop eating tortilla chips. I mean, they are like crack to me in a Mexican restaurant. I would never be able to put a pen in my hand to write, because they would always be filled with tortilla chips.
What advice would you give someone starting out now that wanted to get into the monologist field or get out there and break and just want to try something different? How would they get started?
The first thing that they should do is that they should go see a couple of the shows to see how they run, to see how people perform in them. There's a lot of different variety in the storytelling scene. There are shows where people get up and they read their stories. There are shows where people just perform. There are shows with themes. There are shows without themes. So they need to go see a few to get an idea of where they might fit in, to hear how other people are doing it, and give some thought into how they would shape their story. And then they simply need to sit down and try to write it. A 10-minute story is about 1,000 words, and then they just need to get up and do it. That really is it. You need to get up and do it. And fortunately, the storytelling scene is just exploding across the country. So wherever anybody lives, they're going to be able to find a storytelling show. And almost all of them have at least one space in their lineup for a new storyteller. It's not difficult to get into the scene at all. To become good at it, you have to do it a lot, and you have to become experienced, and you have to spend a lot of time writing and crafting and thinking about stories. But just to get started, the first thing to do is to go see one, and preferably go see a good one, like the Word Show, that's very well done.
Oh, yeah, Word
sort of
is very well done, and let me announce some of the people that will be performing there, besides Mr. James Judd. Jill Denby Guest, Martin Dockery, Stephanie Phillips, Rick Younger. Rick Younger, why is that name familiar? Is he a comedian? Paulina Bruska, and music by Eric Schwartz. Rick Younger, he's a comedian, isn't he?
I'm not sure, but that's a pretty heady lineup. I mean, Martin Dockery is one of the most respected solo performers in North America. I mean, he's a big deal. He's a really
big deal.
Well,
tell me, do you know more
about
the cast?
So I'm kind of nervous about.
Do you know the other members of the cast for that evening?
No. Mm-mm. I usually know one or two people, but somebody, you know, someone like Martin Dockery is internationally recognized as an expert in this. And so,
oh, yes.
Terry
does
performing on the stage with something like that.
Oh yeah, and Terry does a great job. And she doesn't put herself on the bill. And I go, you should put yourself on the bill. Your stories
are great.
I know.
Well, it's so hard to produce one of those shows. I mean, they seem simple in how they're sort of executed, and they seem effortless. But that's because of an enormous amount of work behind the scenes. And this is one where, you know, you go in, it's going to start when it says it starts. It doesn't go on all night long. It's tight. The people are rehearsed. It's put together. And, you know, that takes a lot of work. It takes an enormous amount of work to pull something like that off.
Oh, it
no matter where it
does.
Is.
And she does such a
especially
great job.
Especially if you have
it.
To drive 45 minutes to get the chairs. I mean, that's just crazy.
I know. I love that story. She said my
everybody
brother's
just
chair.
Bring your own chair. That's what I'm
saying. Can you imagine that? Everybody walking with a chair down the street. That'd be pretty funny in New York.
It would be good.
Another movement. It would be a good thing. It would be a good thing. And see how fast times goes? It's already been about 20 minutes. Do you have anything
wow.
you want to add in closing?
No. Just thank you for having me on the show, and I hope to – yeah, a lot of your listeners at the Word Show on Wednesday, I guarantee they're going to have a wonderful time.
Oh, yes, and this will stay on air, so it stays online, so people will still be listening to the interview long after we hang up. Thank you, James Judd, for being a show. Go
Thank
see
you.
Him at Word this week. It's going to be awesome. Thank you. Wasn't he great? It's great. Like I said, Terry Mintz does a great job. That's 8 p.m. Wednesday, November 19th, Sidewalk Bar, corner of East 6th Street and Avenue A. It's also got a restaurant in there, people. So if you want to go, it's got a restaurant, and that would be terrific. I want to mention, I see Betty Jo Tucker just texted me. Betty Jo Tucker movie attic headquarters tomorrow, Tuesday, November 18th. The best film's about boxing. Oh, with Jackie Kalin. That's the movie that Meg Ryan did was based on her. Against the Ropes, about being the first female boxing manager. Should be good. Should be good. Betty Jo Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And also, Gordon Bach just sent me a little info that I told him I would mention. And that is Comedy Beat, holds inaugural quarterly comedy dialogue series featuring a panel discussion by current big issues in the comedy industry, plus a spirited conversation with comedian-filmmaker Tom McCaffrey Free. I hope I said that right. Producer of the upcoming movie This Is Comedy. Okay, that will be Thursday, November 20th, 7 p.m. at the Book Culture Club, 536 West 112th Street. It's free. Also, the moderator will be comedian journalist Travis Irvine, Huffington Post and The Jay Leno Show. All right, it's scheduled 7 p.m. reception and refreshments, 7:30 panel discussion and music video show, and 8:30 ending reception. Oh, comedybeat.com. Go check it out this Thursday the 20th at the Book Culture Club, 536 West 112th Street. Thank you. Oh, guests are logging in and out as we speak. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop just logged into the chat room. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker is on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, Word is a great show. You should check it out. It's worth seeing. Yes, my show was a great success yesterday at the Pit. It did terrific considering we had some technical issues and also... it was my first real run-through, but thank you to everyone who came and supported my show. As I always say, support the arts by supporting the arts. If you missed my show, you can still get my Christmas CD on CD Baby. You can download it. You can also check out Facebook. Boy, it goes fast. I got 6 minutes left on the show. How fast did that go? Let me play an excerpt from yesterday's show, only I rewrote it for Christmas.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
On CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo on CD Baby. Check out Word, the storytelling show with people's stories, music, and booze. Suggested $5 donation, but they're not going to hold you up if you don't have it. You can give 10 if you want. It's always good. Check out Word. All right. November 19th, Wednesday. Okay. Now we do my singing outro. Right? Because it's Word. The storytelling show. People, stories, music, and booze. 8 p.m. November 19th. With a lot of fun people performing in it. You'll see James Judd, Jill Denby Guest, Martin Dockery, Stephanie Phillips, Rick Younger, Paulina Bruska, and music by Eric Sport, The Sidewalk Bar, and a restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. www.wordthestorytellingshow.com and Facebook, Word the Storytelling Show. You can also listen to Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow, featuring boxing on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. It's George Bettinger with a mom and pop shop at 4 p.m. on Dream Radio. Remember, support the arts by supporting the arts. See shows. Buy CDs. Hint, hint. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. This has been Comedy Concepts. Blog Talk Radio with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. You can watch my TV show every Friday night, 7 p.m. You can watch www.mnn.org or 3 channels in Manhattan. Yeah, it's true. You can sing along to this part here. Because when you're smiling, the whole world.